welcome to the second episode of Season 4 of the Freyer Regulatory Radio Podcast Series. My name is Esther Brown, a Business Development Director at Freyer and your host for today's podcast. In this episode, we shall be discussing ICH guidelines for the development of biological products. We shall now open the podcast with our speaker, Michael Lambell, who is Senior Vice President of Medicinal Products Regulatory Affairs at Freyer. Mr. Lambell, better known as Mick, will be navigating us through the ICH guidelines and CMC development of biological products.
Hello, Esther, and thanks for having me as the speaker in this podcast series. I'm looking forward to our discussion today.
Mick, could you set the scene a little with some background on ICH? For example, what is ICH and what is the significance of ICH guidelines?
Sure, Esther. The International Council for Harmonization of Technical Requirements for Pharmaceuticals for Human Use, or ICH, is a body of experts bringing together the regulatory authorities and pharmaceutical industry. Its purpose is to discuss scientific and technical aspects of pharmaceuticals and to develop technical guidelines and requirements for pharmaceutical product registration and subsequent maintenance. It also monitors and updates harmonized technical requirements, leading to a greater mutual acceptance of research and development data. ICH has gradually evolved to respond to increasingly global developments in the pharmaceutical sector. Nowadays, these ICH guidelines are applied by a growing number of regulatory authorities, and its mission is to achieve greater harmonization worldwide to ensure that safe, effective, and high-quality medicines are developed, registered, and maintained effectively while meeting high standards. Harmonizing requirements helps prevent duplication of clinical trials in humans and minimizing the use of animal testing without compromising safety and effectiveness. It helps to streamline the regulatory assessment process for new drug applications and potentially reducing the development times and resources for drug development. Since being established, the ICH has grown as an organization and now includes 20 members, amongst which are the European Commission, the US FDA, the MHRA, Swissmedic, and Anvisa, as well as 36 observers.
Thanks, Mick. And which ICH guideline frameworks should be considered for biological products?
Well, there are mainly five groups of ICH guidelines which can be referred to for CMC development of biological products. Q11 covers the manufacturing and development aspects of the drug substance. Q8 covers pharmaceutical development. Q5A to Q5E cover the quality aspects of biological products. Q6B covers specifications. And Q2R1 covers the validation of analytical procedures.
There are a few specific terms I'd like to mention now, Mick. Could you tell me which ICH guidelines describe the expression construct, cell bank preparation, and characterization?
Sure, Esther. The quality of biotechnological products is described under ICH topic Q5B and is titled Analysis of the Expression Construct in Cell Lines Used for Production of RDNA-Derived Protein Products. This guideline gives information regarding the characterization of the expression construct for the production of recombinant DNA protein products in eukaryotic and prokaryotic cells. It describes the types of information considered valuable in assessing the structure of the expression construct used to produce recombinant DNA-derived proteins. Additionally, ICH topic 5D, titled Derivation and Characterization of Cell Substrates Used for Production of Biotechnological and Biological Products, provides information on appropriate standards for the derivation of human and animal cell lines and microbial cells to be used to prepare biotechnological and biological products, and for the preparation and characterization of cell banks to be used for production.
Could you say a few words regarding which guidelines to refer to for biologics drug substance development and manufacturing?
Well, the guideline ICHQ11, titled Development and Manufacture of Drug Substances, Chemical Entities, and Biotechnological Biological Entities, describes approaches to developing and understanding the manufacturing process of the drug substance, and also provides guidance on what information should be provided in Module 3 of the Common Technical Document. It addresses aspects of development and manufacture that relate to the drug substance, including the presence of steps designed to reduce impurities. The terms traditional and enhanced are used to differentiate between two possible approaches. In a traditional approach, set points and operating ranges for process parameters are defined, and the drug substance control strategy is typically based on demonstration of process reproducibility and testing to meet acceptance criteria which have already been established. In an enhanced approach, risk management and scientific knowledge are used more extensively to identify and understand process parameters and unit operations that impact critical quality attributes, or CQAs, and develop appropriate control strategies applicable over the life cycle of the drug substance, which may include the establishment of design spaces, for example, acceptable ranges of manufacturing control criteria.
I understand that the viral safety evaluation of biologics products is also covered under a guideline too?
That's correct, Esther. ICH guideline Q5A relates to this and provides an explanation of testing and evaluation of the viral safety of biotechnology products derived from characterized cell lines of human or animal origin, and it outlines data that should be submitted in the registration package. It also suggests approaches for the evaluation of the risk of viral contamination and for the removal of virus, thus contributing to the production of safe biotechnology products derived from animal or human cell lines, and emphasizes the value of many strategies, and examples of these are described in more detail in the guideline.
We talked about drug substance development earlier, Mick. Can you say a few words about the relevant guideline for biologics drug product development?
Sure. The Pharmaceutical Development Guideline, Q8, describes the suggested content for the 3.2.P2 pharmaceutical development section of a regulatory submission. This provides an opportunity to present the knowledge gained through the application of scientific approaches and quality risk management to the development of a product and its manufacturing process. The pharmaceutical development section is intended to provide a comprehensive understanding of the product and manufacturing process for reviewers and inspectors. The guideline also indicates areas where the demonstration of greater understanding of pharmaceutical and manufacturing sciences can create a basis for flexible regulatory approaches. For example, to facilitate a risk-based regulatory decision-making process, which can apply during reviews and inspections. Manufacturing process improvements within the approved design space described in the dossier may be possible to make without further regulatory review, leading to a reduction of post-approval submissions.
Setting specifications is, of course, a key activity. Can you talk a little bit about the guideline relating to setting specifications for biologics and characterization?
Yes. ICH topic Q6B, titled Specifications, Test Procedures and Acceptance Criteria for Biotechnological Biological Products, provides general principles on the setting and justification, to the extent possible, of a uniform set of international specifications for biotechnological and biological products to support new marketing applications. Specifications are one part of a total control strategy designed to ensure product quality and consistency. This guideline also provides information about product characterization and impurities. In addition, it applies equally to drug substances and drug products.
And can you talk about the guideline that relates to analytical method validation?
Yes, the guideline on validation of analytical procedures, which is ICH topic Q2R1, presents a discussion of the characteristics for consideration during the validation of analytical procedures included as part of the registration application. It includes a collection of terms and their definitions and a tabulated summary of the characteristics applicable to identification, control of impurity, and assay procedures. Again, this applies equally to drug substances and drug products, and also, in fact, applies to both large and small molecules.
Stability is also a key attribute, of course. Can you mention the guideline relevant to this?
Certainly. Q5C addresses this, and the guideline applies in general to biotechnological and biological products. However, these products do have distinguishing characteristics to which consideration should be given in any well-defined testing program designed to confirm their stability during the intended storage period. The applicant should develop the proper supporting stability data for the product and consider many external conditions which can affect the product's potency, purity, and quality. Primary data to support a requested storage period for either the drug substance or drug product should be based on long-term, real-time, real-condition stability studies. Thus, the development of a proper long-term stability program becomes critical to the successful development of a commercial product. The purpose of this guideline is to give guidance to applicants regarding the type of stability studies that should be provided in support of marketing applications.
And as a final question for this episode, Mick, can you tell me which guideline covers comparability of products when changes are made to manufacturing process?
Sure, Esther. The relevant guideline for dealing with manufacturing process changes is Q5E. It applies to both drug substances and drug products and provides the principles for assessing the comparability of biotechnological and biological products before and after changes in the manufacturing process. The main emphasis of the guideline is on quality aspects, and it's intended to assist in the collection of relevant technical information, which serves as evidence that the manufacturing process changes will not have an adverse impact on the quality, safety, and efficacy of the drug product. And again, as in the case of some other guidelines, this also applies to both drug substance and drug product.
Many thanks, Mick. This was an insightful second episode, detailing for us the various ICH guidelines to refer to for one's biological products approval journey in the EU.
Thanks, Esther. It was my pleasure.
And post this episode on ICH guidelines on biological products and related regulations, stay tuned for more informative discussions in episodes ahead.